From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Juba Tuesday, taking the oath as the country's top vice president. After the swearing-in, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the transitional government of national unity, and called for in last year's peace accord.
All of us who are stakeholders have the collective responsibility to make sure that we cooperate and work together as one team so that we deliver results. I therefore call upon all of you, and especially the first vice president and the vice president, to cooperate with me so that we return our country and people to the peaceful coexistence.
Machar promised his cooperation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the developments.
The return of Riek Machar to Juba and his swearing in as first vice president today represents an important step towards formation of a transitional government of national unity and a second chance to reclaim the promise that this young nation deserves.
Machar's return raises hope the country's 30-month conflict will finally end after leaving tens of thousands dead, more than 2 million displaced. In Syria Tuesday, airstrikes and shelling took the lives of at least 24 more civilians, mostly in the large city of Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Austria expressed concern.
I'm deeply concerned about developments on the ground, especially the attacks in Damascus yesterday and Aleppo overnight. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura and others are working very hard to keep the cessation of hostilities on track.
He said the ceasefire must remain intact to ensure delivery of desperately needed humanitarian supplies. This is VOA News. New York businessman Donald Trump Tuesday swept all five states holding Republican Party primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the party's presidential nomination. Trump winning in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won four of five states.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island, but Clinton maintains her front-runner status. The next contest is Indiana, May 3rd. U.S. Major General Peter Gersten, Deputy Commander of Operations and Intelligence, said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join Islamic State has plunged to a tiny fraction of those a year ago. Speaking in Baghdad, Gersten said the monthly rate of almost 2,000 foreign fighters entering both countries was cut to about 200. He also said IS desertion rates are on the rise. The UN warned Tuesday that some 60 million people worldwide need assistance caused by the climate phenomenon called El Niño that has brought both drought and flooding to parts of the globe. Stephen O'Brien is the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Some 60 million people across Eastern and Southern Africa, Central America, the Caribbean, Asia, and the Pacific, they are trying to survive, but they have droughts, they have floods, they have erratic weather events, all linked to El Niño.
He predicted the effects of El Niño, the cooling of Pacific Ocean waters, will peak later this year or early next year, with 13 countries requesting more than $3 billion in aid. The U.S. has pledged to support the new Ukrainian government as it embarks on reform. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland met in Kyiv Tuesday with newly elected Prime Minister Volodymyr Groysman and the chairman of Ukraine's parliament. The African Union has weighed in on the controversy over the Western Sahara, a former Spanish territory annexed by Morocco. The AU's envoy for the territory, former Mozambican President Joaquin Chissano, warned Tuesday war could reignite unless steps are taken to find a settlement. He spoke at a special UN Security Council meeting just days before the council is to vote on renewing the mandate of the UN peace mission. The famous chimes of Big Ben in London will be silenced so the 160-year-old clock of the British Parliament can undergo some urgent repairs. The $42 million repairs are to fix the clock's faces and mechanism, cracks in the tower's masonry, and corrosion on the roof. The clock's faces will also be returned to their original 19th-century color. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA
News.
That's
the latest world news from VOA.